Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Two men who left an indelible imprint on Wilmington's art scene have passed away recently. John Golden died on January 29th at the age of 79. With degrees from Duke and Harvard, the civil engineer by trade, retired at the age of 55, and for the next 25 years or so, carved out his niche as one of the area's best-known folk musicians and storytellers. I'm joined by longtime friend and collaborator Rob Nathanson.
I met him 40 years ago. I moved here from out west to be part of a 10-person masterclass. There was a famous guitarist who came here. And John, always curious, always trying to get involved, showed up one day at this class. Then we met after the class, and then we started talking about our interests in folk music. The first thing we did is he started to feed me words of songs he was writing, and I wrote the music to it. And then we started playing out together, and then we made three records, actually.
The three were among dozens that John recorded, most all with tales and tunes of the coast.
We did a song about Mako Station. We did a song about Virginia Dare. We actually went up to the 400th anniversary up at Manio with a whole band. He wrote the Cape Fear song about the Cape Fear River. The Ghost of the Guyane was a big story that he told that we made into song. So almost all of them were about this area in history. We did pirate songs about Blackbeard. You know, he would give me the songs, I'd put music to them, and then we would record them. It was a great relationship. That first album was my first album ever, and it was horrible self-indulgence. We ended up with 70 hours of recording time. It was kind of ridiculous, but John kept saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, and finally we knocked that thing out.
Softly singing river wind, blowing clouds my way.
He was the guy that got everybody to do a lot of things that they would not done. Lloyd, Joyce, you know, anytime something came up, he would always involve a lot of other people.
Rob says John's final concert was 4 years ago and has always included lots of his friends.
Catesby Jones, Mark Tichy, Lloyd Wilson, all the old guys that he's been playing with forever, we invited to play in that concert. We rehearsed at my house for 4 or 5 nights, and then we walked in there and gave this concert. It was great.
John is survived by his wife of 57 years, Mary Ellen Golden, and children Martha and John. A hootenanny in his memory will be announced at a later date. Dred Reese, Wilmington's Iron Lion, electrified reggae audiences for decades. He died January 25th at the age of 56. Born in Wilmington, Tony grew up in the Bronx, New York, before making his way back to Wilmington in the 1980s. He established a loyal following who flocked to area concerts for his special brand of Jamaican music.
All the games that people play.
Tony Dred Reese is survived by Juliana, his wife of 33 years, and three children. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.